I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Now that Britain has begun formal proceedings for leaving the European Union, what's going to happen? Well, we spoke to a ministry working in the country about their concerns and a few things they're going to be watching for. And then, are you uncomfortable sharing your faith? While you're not alone, there is something you can do about it. That story in just a few moments. But first, Britain made history yesterday when Prime Minister Theresa May began the process that would ultimately separate Britain from the European Union. Although March 29th will go down in the history books, Stephen Chilcraft of Teach Beyond has some different concerns.
The immediate effect on ordinary people will be zero. However, having said that, many of the Europeans who have settled here in the United Kingdom are anxious and want reassurance that they will be able to continue living here after we formally actually leave in 2019.
New laws could put visas out of reach for some of the incoming believers, and that's not good news for Teach Beyond.
We have our global headquarters here in the UK, and we're wanting to bring people from various other parts of the world in to staff that global centre.
So as Teach Beyond starts to plan ahead, the United Kingdom need your prayer.
It's a matter of praying about our national attitudes and approaches to global needs, and that we will continue in our long historic tradition of responding to the call of God to go into all the world.
And as wars rage, terrorism looms and religious persecution grows. So it's good to remember that opportunities to share the gospel are constantly shifting, not ending. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says there are growing requests for their scripture booklets in places where sharing the gospel can be dangerous.
There are places, particularly in Pakistan and India, where there is a tightening of things, and time is short. And most of our major distributors are well aware of this, and they are pressing the urgency.
She says one distributor in India recently ordered 25 million more booklets and expects that supply to last only a few months. And elsewhere?
There are also other places where things are opening up. The refugee situation in Europe, we're getting so many requests from Sweden and Norway and Finland, where people have migrated all the way up there.
So the demand for God's Word is great, whether doors are opening or closing. Stay tuned tomorrow for a unique and inspiring story on sharing God's Word wherever you are.
The Word of God is not bound in any way, and we just want to be on the front lines providing material for those that are willing to go.
And finally, have you ever seen a chance to share your faith in a conversation? So what happened? Did you get cold feet? Well, if you did, you're not alone. A study by Lifeway Research found that 25% of Christians just don't feel comfortable sharing their faith. Kevin Maxwell with E3 Partners is part of the No Place Left movement, and their goal is to equip believers to witness the gospel so there's no place left that hasn't heard of Christ.
I was seeing that they were taking a different approach. They were training individuals, and so they were giving them tools in which they could go out and share the gospel. They were giving them tools that could get you started in the sharing, how to identify who you're to witness to, how you're supposed to witness to them, how you're supposed to disciple them.
If you'd like to find a No Place Left training near you, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And then, would you pray?
Each day, we set our alarms for Luke 10:2, which is basically calling out individuals into the harvest. And so at 10:02 every day, we stop and we pray for people that would take on that call. It's going to take not a handful of missionaries spread out throughout the world. It's going to take churches that are coming together, bodies of believers that are coming together, and that are all working towards this No Place Left.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us on iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.